The Golden Era Committee is really to look at those players who were part of the generation that integrated baseball, starting with Jackie Robinson. So that's the front marker, 1947, ending at the era of expansion in 1972-73. It's a newly constituted form of the Veterans Committee where they split it up into three. The Golden Era Committee, there's the Expansion Era Committee, and then there's also the Pre-War Committee. And so they're trying to really consider the cases of these ballplayers who might have been overlooked by previous versions of voting for the Hall of Fame. And in particular, what we see with the Golden Eras Committee is a number of players like Manoso and Tony Oliva and Louis Tiant, some of the Latino greats of this era that one could say were overlooked because they're a part of the really first significant wave of Latin American players to make it into major leagues. And Minnie Minoso being the very first black Latino to traverse that racial divide into the major leagues. And much of his case is not just as a barrier breaker, but from that period of 1951 to 1961, his first 10 years in the major leagues, there was only one outfielder in the major leagues that outperformed him, Mickey Mantle.
Who is on the committee? Is it your usual lot of writers and people along those lines?
This committee, again, is very different. It's a mixture of ball players who are in the Hall of Fame, such as Hank Aaron, Ralph Kiner, and then also you have broadcasters who have covered the game, and then there are also executives. And what they've done is the previous version of the Veterans Committee, which did not elect anyone in for 8 years, was all the living Hall of Famers. And I'll quote Faye Vincent, who said, not even St. Francis of Assisi would have gotten in. You know, you have to have that 75% threshold. And, you know, he's a patron saint of animals. And you know, there might be, you know, 25 members of the Hall of Fame who don't like animals who won't vote for him. So this is an era, a new committee, a new setup. And the purpose is to elect people. That's what veterans committees are for, to consider the past and to have people enshrined who have been overlooked.
We know that Minnie Minoso was the first black Latino in baseball and the first black player in Chicago. What are the biggest things that a lot of people are missing about his career?
We had a number of statisticians with the new sabermetrics look at Minoso in his prime in the major leagues. And they were stunned because Minoso, when you do the new sabermetric analysis of his baseball statistics, he comes out a lot better than what people remember. With the new sabermetric models of wins above replacements and all these fancy math that I don't know, he came out second to Mickey Mantle for that period. And in fact, Bill James, if we go back to 2000 when he publishes abstract on baseball, out of the top 15 outfields of all time, Minoso ranked ninth. All eight in front of him are in the Hall of Fame. And three of people behind him are in the Hall of Fame as well. So he and one or two other guys are the only ones not in. And in my case, as my research has always focused on, is we have to consider on top of those statistics is the social importance of being a pioneering player, part of that group of players who helped transform baseball from a segregated institution into an integrated institution, and how much more difficult it is to achieve those numbers and that greatness on the field while also taking on this other pioneering role.